Welcome to Psychic Girls Next Door. We are your hosts, Lily Hibarino
and Shannon Miller. This podcast is for all spirituality enthusiasts and psychics next door to share tools, experiences, and spiritual practices that align with your highest vibrational self.
So if you have listened to our past episodes, you have heard us mentioning the school where both Shannon and I had our meditation and clairvoyant training and how it had changed our lives. And we probably sound like a broken record because for me, it has benefited my life in so many different ways to the point where I say my life before Psychic Horizons and after Psychic Horizons. So that's how I define my life. So as our first guest, we are honored to have Laura Hopper, who is the founder and director of Psychic Horizons. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Lily. Hi, Shannon. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, how are you?
So excited.
Yeah. We're so happy to have you. We've been, you know, manifesting this and, you know, essentially we're just so grateful that you're here today. But we would love for everyone to know, like, please tell us about your background, where you grew up, your educational background, if you were religious or spiritual growing up, and then for a fun one, your astrological sign.
Well, Psychic Horizons is now 42 years old. So when I first started doing this, I was quite young. But my background is that my parents met in Tehran, Iran, because they were both teachers at a Presbyterian school there. There was an English-speaking school. So they met and married there. And when they came back after 3 years, my mom was pregnant with me. So I was born, I feel like my energy is both from the Middle East and from the U.S., because I was born in the U.S. in Kentucky. And my dad went to seminary for 3 years in Louisville, Kentucky. And then they went back as missionaries. So when I was 2 years old, I went back. So I grew up in Iran till I was 16. Came back to the States, went to college in Florida, and also back in Louisville, Kentucky, University of Louisville, where I graduated in political science, was going to go to law school. And then some friends of mine had moved to San Francisco. So another friend and I decided we were going to San Francisco. Also, I gave up law school. I didn't really want to do it anyway. And because my roommate at the time was a lawyer at Legal Aid, where I was working as a paralegal. And I saw what he had to go through to be a lawyer. It was frustrating. And I felt it wasn't real personal to the people involved. And so I decided to come out here and came out here in 1974. And within 2 months had met a neighbor who was going to meditation school in Berkeley. Now, this is not something I was interested in. I had been doing politics and anti-Vietnam War politics, civil rights, women's movement, all that kind of thing. So I was not the least bit interested in spiritual pursuits, but my friend was. And so this guy, Rick, would come over and they'd talk about all this stuff. But my friend wanted, for Christmas, a Christmas present, a book called When Seth Speaks, which is one of the books about spirituality. And I really didn't want to buy this book. I went to the bookstore. I saw it. I thought, I've got to buy something else. I was in so much resistance. I tried to buy something else, but that was the cheapest book at the time. So we didn't have very much money, so I ended up buying it. So I bought the book, gave it to her. She read it. She said, oh, you've got to read this book. I said, no, I'm not interested. But finally, one day I did. And after I read that book, my whole world just sort of tilted and just changed completely. And so from then on, I was interested in this stuff and went to that school in Berkeley. And as soon as I walked in the door, I thought, oh, this is what I'm going to do. But I didn't consider myself psychic or anything. I was just interested in the spirituality aspect of it. So I did go through that school, graduated. They asked me to teach there. And then we went on vacation for a couple weeks, came back. I didn't have a mailbox. Mm. So what that meant was I was getting kicked out. Mm. So I got kicked out, even though they asked me to teach. And so what am I going to do? So I had to start teaching on my own. So moved back to San Francisco, started teaching on my own in my apartment in the Fillmore, which at that time wasn't a very safe space. And I was burglarized a number of times. My car was broken into a number of times, and I was accosted a number of times and had broken ribs and everything. So I ended up moving to Noe Valley, but I started teaching there and I had a few students, not very many, because at that time there was no social media, there was nothing, no internet, no nothing. So you got students by posting flyers on telephone poles and in bookstores and cafes, which is what I did. And so I had a few students, even though I didn't know what I was doing, I never had any training to teach. So I would use, I had a yellow pad and had everything written down on the yellow pad, and we just read on the yellow pad. And that's how I taught the first classes, and then moved to Noe Valley finally. And then I started getting more students in Noe Valley. And one of the earliest students that I had over there, because at that time I was teaching the equivalent of a beginning class and a next intermediate class and so forth, two or three classes. And they said, look, we're coming here a lot and we need to tell our friends where we're going. So they said, you need a name. So I never thought of starting a school, actually. Mm-hmm. I was just going to teach classes. And so I thought, okay, if they want a name, that means I have to incorporate. So in the meantime, I'd asked a couple of people to teach with me, but I had cut off all friendships in Berkeley because they said I couldn't teach in San Francisco. San Francisco was too difficult. It wasn't going to work. You can't do it. And so I thought, well, if I'm going to do this, I can't talk to them anymore. So I cut off all the friendships. And so just me and then a couple of people that I'd asked to teach with me over time. And that I had known, the one person I'd known and two I hadn't known, somebody referred me to a couple of people. And so I incorporated along with two other people. We formed the Psychic Horizons and also the Church of Natural Grace. And so that's how we formally started, although it took several years to get the incorporation because at that time there was a lot of, you know, what they considered to be, religious institutions that weren't valid. Mm-hmm. So it took the state of California like 3 years or something for us to actually incorporate. And so in the meantime, I was just teaching, and then we finally incorporated in 81. And then so that's how the school got started. And the curriculum I created at the meditation school I went to, I had written lots of things down. I created a 2-year curriculum.
Wow.
And so I had a curriculum. But I didn't know, you know, how to actually do it over time. I didn't realize how long it took or how short it took or anything. So it was all trial by error. Mm-hmm. And some of the poor students, you know, because I was trying out a lot of things on the students, you know, new techniques, new healing ways of healing and all this stuff. And fortunately, they all got through it okay, you know. But it took 10 years. I was working at an investment banking company. As a temp for a while, but then I worked there for 10 years doing various things until the school got off the ground enough that I could support myself doing the school. So it took 10 years. After 10 years, I could work at the school full time. And so that's how things sort of progressed. We went through some major ups and downs. We almost didn't exist anymore because of a recession in 1989 and 90. We almost went under. We've had several things like that happen. Because it's not easy to maintain an institution in San Francisco. And so, but we've survived all these years. And it's an ongoing institution now. And so we'll see how it goes from now on. So I'm getting up there in age. So we'll see what happens. I need people like you to continue the program, you know.
Hey, age is just an energy, Laura.
That's right.
Yeah, no, that's such a really cool background that you have, and especially the cross-cultural influences from Iran and just kind of growing up in with seminary, you know, parents who go.
A very religious household, very religious.
Yeah.
So
our
house was very religious, but when I left home, I was 17, and I said, I'm never going to open a Bible again.
Really?
Because it wasn't my thing. I wasn't attached to being a Presbyterian.
Yeah. Before. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't very personal. So I said, no, I'm not going to do this. But, you know, when we incorporated, We could have become an educational institution, except that if you're an educational institution, then the state can come in and tell you what you can and can't do. But, well, given these concepts that we're teaching, that's no good. So the only way to avoid that was to become a religious institution. So here we became a church because we needed to be able to do our own thing without any interference. And so part of that was you had to have church services, and that means I had to open the Bible.
Yeah.
So I became a church and a minister, you know, in total resistance to the whole thing. But, you know, what you resist, you become. And so that's kind of what happened there. But, you know, we've got to create our own way of doing all that. So it's kind of, it's really neat now. It's really great. And we all have a lot of spiritual growth through it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We can attest that. I think Shanna and I, we are living proof of of the teachings that we have gone through. So whatever you, all the techniques and your tools that you had to like refine throughout the years, you know, I appreciate the fact that it's not only that we practice in a meditative state, but we can also apply in our daily lives too. And that's for me when it was a game changer, you know, because when you like, you leave that meditation space, you're like, you know, you're all like rainbows and unicorns. But when you go into, you know, the challenges of going to work and relationships, that's when it really, you need those tools and techniques the most. So for that's me, right. That's right. When it really made the difference.
That's right. You know, people ask me over the years, but why is your meditation school in the middle of the city? Why aren't you out in the countryside somewhere, you know, where it's quiet? And I said, well, that's not the goal. You know, the goal is to be able to, for people to be able to use these tools, and not only in their everyday lives, but in the middle of their everyday lives. So, and now we're located on Valencia Street, which, as you know, is a very busy street in San Francisco. And so, you know, I feel like if somebody wanted to go and meditate in the middle of Valencia Street, you could take your chair out there, sit in the middle of the street, and not be bothered by what's going on around, because you know how to be in your own space, you know how to have boundaries, you know how to be grounded, you know, so that no matter what, you can take these tools and use them in your everyday life, because that's what we want. That's what we want you to do, you know, is to use them and to, you know, create with it your own life, not, you know, have somebody tell you how to do it, but use the information for yourself. And so we don't want to be anybody's teacher for their life. We just want to be somebody's teacher temporarily. And then you take it and use it for yourself.
Absolutely. Yes. But I'm curious, Laura, so in your psychic journey, as you went through this other school in Berkeley, when did you realize that you had psychic abilities? Because you mentioned that as you went in, you were just like, just kind of, let's just see where this goes. When was that moment that you like, you realized, oh, wait a minute, I think I'm psychic?
There's no moment. Because I never felt that way. I felt like over time I was called to this or something. It was just like a obsession. I didn't feel like I had much of a choice. I just needed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I never felt I was really psychic. I realized I was a good teacher. And so I could teach the concepts in a way that people could understand them and use them and all that. But in terms of being psychic, you know, I never really felt that way. I didn't even want to do readings when I was started teaching. But I realized that if I didn't do readings, I was losing kind of the knack of what I needed to be doing that I was also teaching, because I was also teaching people how to read. So I felt like, okay, I need to do this also. So I began having my own reading practice in addition, in order to feel that I was current, you know, with my energy space and everything. And so I've become a good reader, but I never felt I was a great psychic. I'm a pretty good teacher. And the readings are pretty good now at this point, because I've been doing it a long time. But I never felt I was this great psychic. I feel like a lot of the students are better psychics than I am. So, but to me, that's a great thing, because if you can attract people who are even better than you are, then that's great. You know, so that's kind of how I feel about it.
I love that.
I think people, yeah. Go ahead, Shannon.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, you go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So as you went through this journey, how did people around you, how did they react to you, you know, becoming more spiritual and then therefore opening the school?
Well, my parents, you know, I didn't tell them a whole lot initially, but they knew what I was doing, and I would explain a little bit to them. And one time they actually came and sat in some of the classes. This is way in the beginning. They didn't quite get it, but that was okay, you know, because they were, you know, more traditionally religiously oriented. But, you know, over time they became more and more liberal in their perspective. And so they had some understanding, but they were never negative about it or anything or invalidating or anything like that. So they're actually pretty supportive in their own way. Mm-hmm. But in terms of other people, you know, when we started out, there's hardly anybody doing spiritual work, psychic work. And so, you know, if you'd ride the bus in San Francisco and you saw somebody reading a spiritual book, you'd go up to them and have this very excited conversation. And not only that, it wasn't welcoming for us to be even advertising. So, like, we didn't put a sign up outside of our school for a long time, for a number of years, because we'd get a lot of energy thrown at us. And so we mm-hmm. so all of our students came through referral. You know, we would do a couple ads once in a while in the Bay Guardian, you know, which is no longer exists, but at the time it was a, you know, alternative newspaper and things like that. But other than that, it was just through mostly word of mouth. And that's so,
That's when you know it's working. Like, that's when you know, like, the right people or the, you know, there's no right or wrong person, but the people who, I felt very at home as soon as I walked into the school. Like, I was so ungrounded. I don't even know if you remember that, but like, I was so ungrounded and just very head in the clouds. And I was like, ooh, I want to get my aura read. And like, Zach actually read my aura, like the first healing clinic I went to. And I went with Lily, actually. We went together because we were coworkers at the time. And one of my roommate's friends, or her roommate's friend, her mom is a medium and she lives in Iowa. And so she was like, oh, you have to go to Psychic Horizons. They're the real deal. Yeah. And what's weird is, like, when I was in the program, I ended up reading that Eli. Her name's Eli. I ended up reading Eli, who had originally told me about Psychic Horizons. And, like, wow. I don't know. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, matching pictures. Like, it just, like, everything comes around. And so when you have that energy and you have that need, it's, like, it's literally a magnet. And I felt very just, like, this is where I need to be, kind of, like, how you were describing that feeling of when you were at the school in Berkeley, like, yep, this is what I'm here for a reason. And I'm just very grateful for you for this whole thing. It's been life changing for me.
Well, even the reason why we have this podcast is because of the journey that we went through in just, like, you know, developing and honing into our psychic abilities and owning that space. So you and the school, you are, like, I think one of the, like, the biggest part of who we are and what we do today, too.
Well, it's interesting when you take a spiritual journey, you actually are serious about it, you know, because a lot of people are dilettantes. You know, they try this, they try that, they do a whole bunch of 10, 12, you know, 15 different things, and they oh, yeah, I'm getting my information, my psychic stuff, but they're really not, or my spiritual information, because you have to focus on something and delve into it in a more, in a deeper way, you know. And so if people do that, you know, you grow and you change a lot. And, like, our goal is to give people tools, you know, meditation, healing tools, so that you can use them in your everyday life and in your meditation life. Because meditation is really, from my perspective, the bridge between who you are as spirit and then your everyday life. So you've got a way to connect your spirituality and your everyday life, and then you can use those tools either way, in either space. And so so that's really our goal. And to have people get their own information, be independent spiritually, because there's a lot of, I would say most spiritual organizations have some sort of a master teacher or guru or something like that, But then that ties the person into that, to that person for, you know, lengthy period of time, depending on how long they're in that organization. But that's not our goal. I don't want to be anybody's guru or master teacher or anything. And neither does anyone on our staff, you know, because that's not where we're coming from. So it's a different orientation, I guess, in some places, you know, because our goal is to have people be free for themselves and to create their own, you know, information around their spirituality and how that applies to their everyday life. So you know, that's really where we're coming from.
Yeah. Did I ever share with you, Laura, how you did call me out to actually going to the program? So
I did.
So as Shannon mentioned, so I went to Psychic Horizons because Shannon recommended, you know, so we're like, oh, you know, let's go to the school, get our auras read. And I thought it was just like fascinating. Then we went to also the free intro to meditation class. And then Shannon, she signed up for classes right away, right? But I didn't back in 2015. And then I used to come to Healing Clinic every week. And you would always be like, oh, hi, welcome back. But then there was one day you looked me in the eye and you said, you should really take classes here. And you were like, you're so serious. Like, you know, when a mother comes, like, you have to do this. And then that was like the time when I was like asking the universe, oh, give me a sign and stuff like that. I'm like, I think this is very clear. What is it that I have to do? And I think after you said that, I'm like, okay, let me just get my reading and like come back with my wallet. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sign up. So I was like right away.
That's funny. I will occasionally do that with people because they keep coming back, you know, and I say, why, yeah. You know, why do we teach people how to read in the first place? It's so they don't have to depend on anyone else, you know, so you want to learn how to read so you can see what's going on with you in your own energy space and not have to go to someone else to get that information. So you want to get it from yourself. So if somebody keeps coming over and over and over, say, okay, it's time, you know, it's time to get your own.
That was me. That was me.
I think I went once and I was like, yep, I'm going to do this. This I'm like, when Zach read me, I was like, I need to learn how to do this. This is literally the best thing I've ever discovered. It's almost like I don't remember who I was before the program. It's really kind of, I mean, I do, but I am the same person, but I feel like I've done the program kind of, it almost forces you to just look at the things that you don't want to look at. But in a very, sometimes it's like, you know, the kick in the butt that you need and like the call out that you need to face a lot of the stuff that you've been avoiding. And for me, I can be an avoidant person when it comes to my shadow work and like things that I'm like, you know, avoiding. And like, I know it's happening, but I'm going to just act like it's not. And so a lot of the work that we did and that we do at Psychic Horizons is it's showing a mirror to, and it's every person that I read, it was like, oh, I needed to read this person so that I can get that information for myself and discover like, this is something that I need to heal. I need to release this information. It's not even my own information. Whatever it came up every week in class, in the readings, in the healing clinic. And it just creates more space for what's happening now, what needs to happen now. And I think everyone who I talk to about it, who wants to listen, you know, cause I'm not one to like project my spiritual beliefs on other people. I try to create space for myself and create space for others in that moment. But if anyone, you know, for anyone who actually wants to talk about this, like I can't even explain like how this program has literally changed my life. And it forced me to be in my body. And it, from there, it's just like shifted. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm actually going to go back and start the teacher in training. So not to call out my own stuff, but I'm very excited about that.
She came back. I knew it.
Lily is a teacher now, too.
I am a teacher. And the most interesting thing is that I would never imagine. I just went in just like, oh, okay, let's just see where this goes. And I just went from one class to the next and look where we are today. But to touch back into the basics, Laura, you know, I know we've been going back and forth about in regards like the things that we went through. But if you could just like explain to the listeners, you know, what classes do we offer and what other events that we offer at the school?
Well, I'll just talk about some of the principles, you know, because most people, especially these days with all the social media and all the distractions and everything, you know, most people's focus is in a whole bunch of different places at one time, right? So you're so you're scattered, your attention's scattered. But, you know, your attention is how you create your life. So if your attention is scattered, then how you're creating your life is scattered. And so one of the main principles is to teach you how, teach anyone how to focus your attention in one place, but it's a place without any judgment. So it's neutrality. So you're not judging yourself or judging somebody else, because if you're in judgment all the time, you're creating from judgment, right? And so that changes your perspective if everything's, you know, if everything's, you're judging everything. So one main principle is to learn how to stay focused in one space so that you're in charge of your thoughts. You're in charge of where you go. So, you know, with your thoughts, so that, for example, if your thoughts are always constantly going to being worried, then that worry creates more worry, right? And it creates stress in your life. So let's learn how to be focused and then how to be grounded. So what does that mean? It means how do you, as spirit, get into your body so that you are with yourself? You're present, you're aware, you've got consciousness, so that you're not spaced out all the time. If you're not spaced, if you're spaced out, then how can you really be in your life? And so those are, and then the other main principle is grounding. Boundaries. How do you have boundaries? Because, you know, let's say your friend is getting a divorce, and so you get all involved in the divorce and you take on this person's energy in your space. So then you get all stressed out because your friend's having a divorce, you know, or there's something going on at work and there's a lot of things going on at work and people are, you know, upset about something or they're unhappy. So then you take all that energy into your own space and then you become upset and you become unhappy. So then you've got three things. You've got your friend's divorce, you've got all this stuff from work, you know, the unhappiness, and then you've got a family member. And so something is going on with the family member. And so you merge with them and you take on their energy. And then there's all this stuff in the outside world. You know, there's politics and there's Ukraine and there's, and then you take in all that energy, you worry about inflation, you take in all that stuff. And imagine how crowded your energy gets, right? It's not even yours. It's all this other stuff. So how can you not be stressful if you've got all this stuff in your space? You're going to be stressed out. So you need to have boundaries and how to clean out your energy space so that you're coming from who you are, not from all this other stuff in your space that's not even yours. So we teach all that stuff in the very beginning class, step one. And so
all of that.
And more.
Meditation, of course, is all done in meditation. So you learn how to bring in energy from the earth, so which is your physical body, your physical self, and energy from the cosmos, which is your spiritual self. So how do you integrate your spiritual self and your physical self? And this is one of the ways you do it, is through this meditation practice. And so until you learn all this stuff in the very beginning class, I've taught this very beginning class for like 40 years or maybe more, I don't know. But I love it because people go through so many changes in that one class. You know, because if you all of a sudden get centered and grounded, you have boundaries, wow, and you can clean out your energy space, that's a huge change, huge change. And then you learn how to release emotional charge off your pastime memories and experiences so you don't keep recreating based on the past, because you create according to the predominant energy in your space. So let's clean that out so you get more present. You're not creating based on what happened in the past. So all that stuff you learn in the step one class. So it's a great place to begin. And not only that, there's this free intro class. And this free intro class every Tuesday night, 7:30, you learn how to get centered and grounded and release something you don't want. So right there, you've got a lot of stuff you can use the rest of your life, even if you didn't take any other class. You know, so, but if you take a step one class, you learn everything I just talked about. And then the classes, you know, after that, you learn more and more tools and healing techniques. And then people can go on to the clairvoyant training program for if you want to get really more immersed in all of this, which is a lot of what you all are talking about, because it's life-changing. And because there's so much work to be done internally, and everything that happens on the inside is reflected on the outside. And that's why meditation is so powerful, because, you know, if you make a change inside, you're going to manifest that in your everyday life outside. It doesn't go from the outside, and it always goes from the inside out. And so that's why meditation is so powerful, because it always goes inside out. And so you meditate, you heal yourself, you clean things out, you release things that are no longer in present time for you. And guess what? That manifests on the outside, whether it's relationship issues, money issues, work issues, whatever it is, health issues, it's all going to work that way. And so that's why we work with your spiritual information, your spiritual principles, and whatever experiences you've had in your life, your past time experiences, even past life experiences, which are affecting you now. And so you get to work with all that and get more present. And of course, that is reflected in what's going on with you. And so you're no longer stressed out by your family's divorce. You're no longer stressed out by whatever's happening at work. And I'm teaching this class coming up called How to Live a Stress-Free Life. And so
perfect timing.
Some of the principles, you know, where you can lead a stress-free life. And so it's real exciting, because it actually works. So we call this meditation that benefits your everyday life. And it's really true. It really is.
It is. I don't even know how I would go through my life and my issues without the tools. I'm always like, oh my God, imagine if I didn't have the tools and the techniques, where would I be?
People have lots of issues in their life. So they're going to apply all these tools. So everyone's got them.
Yeah. And so I feel like we've had such a great conversation with you today, Laura. Thank you so much again for being, you know, willing to come on and share your story, because through this whole process of us starting this podcast, it's been a very healing experience, at least for me, in my fifth chakra. And when you are psychic, and when you do have, or at least a teacher of psychic, you know, frameworks and practices, it can be a very cherished thing. So we really appreciate you being willing to share your story, your background, your experiences, and how you got started and how you started Psychic Horizons. And, you know, just, we're so grateful that you literally, it pays it forward, you know, that phrase of paying it forward, like the school, you have paid it forward to so many people. And then therefore we're all paying it forward to how we interact with people from the tools that we've gotten and learned at Psychic Horizons. And I just couldn't be more grateful for everything that you've done.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, we as teachers have to do this practice ourselves, right? Because yeah. We couldn't teach what we're not doing. And so we are growing as a staff. All the teachers, you know, grow ourselves. And so it's very rewarding for us, you know, also. And so it's been a very interesting journey, I have to say. So yeah. It's not over. It's not over yet.
Yeah, and it's not over yet. Like, so many more years to come. And what's happening currently? We'll kind of wrap up with this question of what's happening currently at Psychic Horizons and kind of, you know, in the near, and we try not to go into too future time here, but in the near future.
Well, we start our classes every couple months, you know, and then Lily, of course, teaches the free intro class that happens every week. We've got healing clinics every week. We have readings every week, all different kinds. And because of COVID, we've been on Zoom for 3 years, boy. And now we're looking at, you know, how to open up a little bit more so people can come in, you know, a little bit more. And so we're looking at that. And we're having our fundraiser drive right now, which we have annually, which is always fun. We have a great time. Mm-hmm. You know, we get together, whether it's in person or Zoom, we always have a great time. And we have church services once a month. You know, they're spiritually oriented, not to preach at anybody, but to allow you to get your own information about your own spiritual growth. And so it's all, everything's based on that. So we have lots of things going. We've got 7-week classes. We have a clairvoyant training program, everything else I've been telling you about. We have graduate classes for people who finish clairvoyant training. We have teacher and training program, apprenticeship program. So a lot of stuff going on, you know, for any level. You know, somebody can come to one class and then maybe that's it. That's all they do. Some people come to three classes and that's all they do. Some people come to three classes and take what we call a focus class, a post, you know, foundation class, so that they can keep their tools going and everything. And then some people go into clairvoyant training. So it's also kind of levels. It's something for everybody. And that's how we like it. So you can go to whatever level you want.
Yeah. Awesome. And where can we find you on social media or the website?
Our website is psychichorizons.com. And we have a Facebook page, psychichorizonssf .com, I think it is, or psychichorizonssf on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then we've got an Instagram. What's our Instagram?
Lily. Like Psychic Horizons. By the way, I help with social media. So Instagram's at Psychic Horizons. On Facebook, we have our Psychic Horizons page, and we also have a group page. So it's Psychic Horizons San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And we have a YouTube channel, too.
YouTube channel. We got a Google page. And, you know, I guess that's about it. We've never done a lot of social media until more recently. Mm-hmm. Doing that more.
Yeah.
Lily's really contributing to that. Thank you very much.
Of course. I love it. I think the more people know, the better.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is we've got a lot of international students. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got students from Dubai, interestingly enough. There are a lot of people interested in Dubai with spiritual work. We have people, and one of our teachers is from Dubai, and we have some graduates from Dubai and current students, and then we have somebody from Turkey, and we've had graduates from Australia and Italy and all over the U.S., Canada, Toronto, and different places. So it's really exciting to have all these this international flavor. It's really kind of neat. So, yeah.
We've got That's Christians, amazing.
We have Muslims, we have Jews, we have atheists, we've got, you know, everything.
Yeah, everyone is welcome.
Everyone's welcome. And, you know, our everything's based on neutrality, with no judgment of whoever comes in, where they're at. So it's makes it really welcoming place because nobody's judging you when you come. You know, you can just be who you are. And that's, you know, that's the self-acceptance thing. The self-acceptance and acceptance of others is very important.
Yeah, so. I'm big into psych safety, especially like in the workplace or just any environment I'm in. And like, it just was very apparent, like, this is such a safe space.
Yeah. Yeah. So whether it's online or in person, and we hope to do more in person. So we'll see what happens. So
that's exciting. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Laura. We really appreciate it. And Lily, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I'm just so grateful that we are sharing and co-creating the space. But do follow Psychic Horizons on social media and do send us a message or any comments on our podcast page, Instagram page. And we hope to see you on our next episode.
Thank you so much.
And your webpage, by the way, looks great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. So everybody look at their page. It looks really nice. And two of you look gorgeous.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's so sweet. We appreciate you too.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much. And thanks for the Psychic Girls Next Door.